Florida State University medical students meet their match. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn. 4 years of rigorous medical training, hours upon hours of studying, and it all leads to the biggest day so far in a medical student's academic life.
Well, welcome to Match Day 2015.
On the stage in Ruby Diamond Concert Hall at Florida State University, FSU College of Medicine Dean Dr. John Fogarty, dressed as Captain America, welcomes a large crowd of fourth-year med students and their families and friends.
Today, at this time, all of the medical schools, all of the students, 18,000 medical school seniors are opening their envelopes to find out where they're going to be spending the next 3 to 6 years of their lives.
115 graduating FSU medical students are all here to find out where they're headed for their medical residency training. These soon-to-be graduates spend 4 years in medical school and then spend the next 4 to 7 years in a residency program learning a specialty like family medicine or general surgery. Dr. Fogarty explains how they get matched with teaching hospitals around the country.
The National Resident Matching Program, NRMP, actually is a computer system that matches students to residency programs. This process all occurred over the last 6 months where students went out and interviewed at the programs. Programs got a chance to look at them. They reviewed their credentials, their files, their folders.
Match Day is a tradition that stretches across the nation to every medical school. But the Florida State version is unique because each year they choose a new theme to celebrate the occasion. This year's theme for Match Day is superheroes.
You can see by looking at our regional deans that we spared no expense in the production of this.
While the event is lighthearted,
today,
the days and weeks leading up to it can be a bit stressful for all these soon-to-be resident doctors. So that's why Dean Fogarty wastes little time giving them the opportunity to put all the waiting to rest.
So I think the first thing we want to do is open your envelopes.
Many of the students in the graduating class can't wait to tear open their envelopes, while others wait a few more minutes to make their announcements official on stage.
Hi, my name is John, and this is my beautiful fiance, Rachel Moldovan. I will be doing family medicine at Tallahassee Memorial Healthcare, Tallahassee.
It's just a day that you've been waiting for 4 years. You can't really describe just all the hard work that you've put in, and then also the nervousness and tension because you have no idea where you're going to end up. And I was one of the ones that decided to wait until I was on stage to open it up. So it's even harder watching everybody else, and then it's just a thrill of excitement. It's a culmination of many years of hard work.
And he's one of the many medical students fulfilling the FSU College of Medicine's mission of preparing the next generation of physicians who will work in the state of Florida in rural or underserved areas. Fellow College of Medicine graduate Shermika Hogans-Matthew.
And they really try to meet the mission of the school, and their mission kind of was aligned to what my mission is, you know, going out there, you know, giving people care who would not have access to care, the underserved minorities, the elderly population. And I'm just really supportive of this school and what it stands for because they really stand behind, you know, the mission of the school.
The FSU College of Medicine class is the 11th to graduate from the FSU Medical School, which first enrolled students in 2001. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn.